It was a time of great change taking place throughout the land. And whenever there is change, there is also uncertainty. And when there's uncertainty, there is anxiety. They seem to go together, change, uncertainty, anxiety. And that's the way it was in that passage of scripture from Joshua that we just heard read. We turn this morning to the opening chapter of the book of Joshua, a passage that goes back to some 1,200 years before the birth of Jesus. The Hebrew people are gathered on the eastern bank of the Jordan River. They've been delivered out of slavery in Egypt. They've been wandering for some 40 years in the wilderness. And now they're standing by the banks of the river, ready to move into the land of promise, the land that God promised to the ancestors, to Abram, to Isaac, and to Jacob. But that was to be a lot tougher than it sounds. It was a fearful time because there were Canaanites already in the land. And the Canaanites were living in fortified, walled cities. They had soldiers. They had warriors. The conquest of Canaan didn't happen overnight. It didn't happen with a lot of sacrifice and a lot of struggle. In fact, it would take some 200 years before David would finally send Joab up through that water shaft in the Jebusite fortress known today as Jerusalem and capture Jerusalem as a Jewish city. 200 years. It was a fearful time, a time of change, of uncertainty, of anxiety. Now, the Hebrew people had actually done a pretty smart thing. They had done their due diligence. They sent out spies into the land ahead of time, so the spies could look around and could determine, can we defeat the Canaanites or not? So the spies went out and they came back. They brought back their report. There were 12 of them. And the vast majority, 10 out of 12, brought the report. And here's what they said. There are giants out there. We seemed like grasshoppers in their midst. Grasshoppers? Going up against giants? Have you felt that way in your life, that you're a grasshopper against the giants of the problems around you? And the bottom line of the report that they brought back, I'm quoting now from the book of Numbers, we're not able to go against this people. They are stronger than we are. Now, to make matters even worse, the book of Joshua opens with a solemn statement. In fact, this is so solemn, it is repeated twice in the opening two verses of the book. Moses is dead. That's not an obituary. No, that is a statement of crisis. Because Moses was that great leader. He had led them out of Egypt through the wilderness. That great and trusted leader, the one whom the Bible calls the servant of the Lord, the highest accolade the Bible can give to any human being. And Moses is dead. In the language of Charles Dickens, he's as dead as a doornail. And the leadership now passes to a rookie, to an untested, a leader, a young guy, a guy without experience, a guy named Joshua. You can feel the tension those people must have felt in that time. It was a troubled time. Just like now. Exactly like now. Can there be any doubt that we are living in a troubled time? In the world, there's conflicts and wars and rumors of wars. From Russian cyber attacks to the ongoing conflicts in the Middle East. It's like whack-a-mole's conflict rises and gets put down and then it pops up somewhere else, to nuclear proliferation in North Korea. It's a troubled time in this world. And in the nation, can there be any doubt it's a troubled time? Our nation bitterly divided on partisan grounds, bitterly divided. And all in the midst of ongoing problems with race, with gender, with national identity and background, all of those issues we've been struggling with for years and for centuries. And yes, can there be any doubt that it's a troubled time in the church, in the United Methodist Church? Just around the corner now, we have another general conference coming up in May. And once again, that whole issue of homosexuality will come to the fore and be discussed. And undoubtedly, you've seen at least one proposal that's coming to general conference. That proposal, it was in the Post and in the Times and publicized throughout the country. It is very possible, if that proposal is adopted, that those whom God has joined together will be torn asunder. And maybe that's the right thing to do at this point in time. In a marriage, we all know that there are times when a separation may be the right and intelligent and proper thing to do. I'm not predicting anything. I don't know what's going to happen. There'll be other proposals. I don't know what's going to happen. Your guess is as good as mine. But undoubtedly, we're living in a troubled time. Change, uncertainty, anxiety. I confess before you that I feel that anxiety. I feel it as I look at the world and the nation and the church. I feel that anxiety. And I have a feeling that you do too. So in this time, it is especially important, perhaps more important than ever before, that we hear the word of the Lord that came to those Hebrew people 3,200 years ago. Listen again to these words of Scripture, the word of God to Joshua. Remember, he's the untested leader. And God says, "As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Be strong, be of good courage. Be not frightened or dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Be strong. Have courage. And notice the basis for strength from the biblical point of view. The basis of strength is not human achievement, not human wisdom, not human might or strength or wealth or cleverness. None of those things. The basis of strength is not some naive optimism that everything's going to be okay, because maybe it won't. There are times in this world when things are not okay. In this world, stuff happens, and that's putting it mildly. We're in a world that's like a sine wave, is it not? Ups and downs and ups and downs. The good times don't last forever. There will be bad times. But if you're in one of those bad times, don't despair, because that won't last forever either. There will be good times. It's up and it's down. It's the way of the world. Change. And sometimes change is good. But it does breed uncertainty and anxiety. But the point of strength and of courage is to trust in the promise of God. I will be with you. I will not forsake you. I will be with you wherever you go. Do you remember the name of God in the Old Testament? I am who I am. God's name is I am. It's not I was. I am. Or the name given to Jesus at the time of his birth, Emmanuel, God with us. Or in the words of Jesus just before his ascension into heaven, lo, I am with you always, even to the close of the age. How desperately we need to hear and to trust in those words. The world needs to hear it. The nation needs to hear it. The church needs to hear it. I need to hear it. Maybe you do too. The Lord is with us. I don't know what will happen at General Conference, but I believe that the great days of the church are still ahead of us. The great days of the church are not behind us. The church can be what God intends it to be, the body of Christ, the holy nation in the midst of evil and of all decadence. The church can be the bearer of justice and mercy and love and truth. The church can be the one thing that stands when everything else has failed. The church does not have to be a weak and wishy-washy institution that conforms to the evils of the world, the bigotry, the prejudice, the hate, the materialism, but can be the body of Christ. In a time when lies and deception and malicious bots surround us, we need to hear the truth. The truth is that God sent his Son into the world not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. The truth is that Jesus Christ is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. The truth is that, lo, he is with us always, even to the close of the age. The truth is that there is nothing that can separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord. The truth is that this is my Father's world. The truth is that the kingdom of God will come in God's good time, in God's good way, and nothing will deter that from happening. The truth is that my ultimate destiny and yours is safe and secure, and nothing in this world can take that from us. I am with you always. I will not forsake you. Be strong. Be strong, my friends. Be strong. I need to hear it. And I have a feeling that you do too. So be it. Amen.